Our Old Testament scripture passage this morning is taken from the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 15. Hear the words of the Lord. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord of God of Israel, long ago your ancestors, Terah and his sons, Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Cana and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I gave Esau the hill country of Seir to possess, but Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt with what I did in its midst, and afterwards I brought you out. When I brought your ancestors out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued your ancestors with chariots and horsemen into the Red Sea. When they cried out to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians and made the sea come up on them and cover them. And your eyes saw what I did to Egypt. Afterwards, you lived in the wilderness for a long time. Then I brought you to the land of the Amorites who lived on the other side of the Jordan. They fought with you, and I handed them over to you. And you took possession of their land, and I destroyed them before you. Then King Balak, son of Zippor of Moab, set out to fight Israel. He sent and invited Balaam, son of Beor, to curse you, but I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore he blessed you, so I rescued you out of his hand. When you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho, the citizens of Jericho fought against you, and also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And I handed them over to you. I sent the hornet ahead of you and drove out before you two kings of the Amorites. It was not by your sword or by your bow. I gave you a land on which you had not labored and towns that you had not built. You lived in them. You eat the fruit of vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now therefore, Israel, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors, the ones they serve beyond the region, beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Please pray with me a moment. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Lord God, I pray that you let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength, you are our rock, and you are our Redeemer. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to preach for just a few minutes using the subject, Remember Not to Forget. Because we have a number of visitors here this morning, I will share that I come from the Baptist tradition, although I am now Presbyterian. And so it's okay for you all to say amen and hallelujah every now and then. Okay, amen. Matter of fact, the more I hear it, the harder I'll preach. Remember not to forget. Memories. Our lives are full of them. There are people who can remember their toddler years And then there are people who don't remember what happened to them on yesterday. Many of us, including me, have that problem. We have memories of things that occurred in our lives as individuals. You know, some of our first accomplishments. Riding a bike on our own. Graduating from high school or college. Landing our first job. Or achieving a career goal. The first time we met that special someone and knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that we would spend the rest of our lives with them. Memories of when we came to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, or our very first communion. And then there are memories that we share with others. A couple's memory of their first kiss and wedding day. Parents' memories of their child's birth, their first steps, or their first words. Or the day that their children became adults and moved to their first home. We as siblings share memories. Memories of our parents who loved and protected and provided for us, but are no longer here. We mark the times of our lives with memories. There are memories that we will never forget because they were life-changing. And then there are memories that we hope to forget because they were life-changing. Yes, we all have memories. In today's scripture passage, Joshua and the Israelites have finally arrived in the Promised Land, and they're settling in. We are told in chapter 11 that Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had spoken to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel according to their tribal allotments. As instructed by God, Joshua divided the land and assigned specific areas to each of the tribes of Israel. But after doing so, one last thing remained to be done. Joshua called all the tribes together to remind them of where they had come from and all they had endured. But more importantly, to remind them of who had been with them all the way. Who had made a way out of no way. Who had opened doors that seemed closed, and who had defeated the enemies that blocked their path. Joshua wanted to make sure that the Israelites always remembered not to forget that it was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebekah, and Rachel, whose promises had been fulfilled, promises to prosper them and to not harm them. The Israelites were under the divine initiative of God, all the way from bondage to promise. And brothers and sisters, so are we. Joshua wanted to ensure that the Israelites remembered not to forget God's providence. Divine intervention is evident throughout Israel's history. It was God who took Abraham and his descendants out of the land where idols and gods of no consequence were worshipped. This God gave Israel spiritual advocates, leaders, and guides in Moses and Joshua. And God had promised never to leave or forsake the Israelites, but to lead them into all righteousness. And God is intervening in our lives today. We can all attest to times when it seemed as if doors were closed. We didn't know which way to turn and were in situations that seemed overwhelming. It doesn't matter how young or old you are, rich or poor, what color you may be. We've all had those experiences. A class that we thought we would fail but really needed to graduate. The bills that we weren't sure would be paid. The retirement account that wasn't adequate. The discrimination of every kind, race, ethnicity, economic, sexual orientation, you name it. Discrimination was and yet is still prevalent in our country today, and it results in people being not treated as equals. Remember not to forget that God is still in control, and we are reminded by Scripture that our God is able to take even the disappointments and tragedies in our lives and work them out for our good. When we live in the divine will of God, a closed door just means that God has a bigger blessing behind the next one. Thank you, Lord. And that God is preparing to open a window and shower out blessings that we cannot conceive. Joshua reminded the Israelites that they had been under God's protection. It was God who made it possible for the Israelites to win battles against their enemies when odds were against them. You see, it was God who hardened Pharaoh's heart, which ultimately resulted in the Israelites leaving with Egypt's riches. God led the Israelites through the wilderness for 40 years. God fought their battles against the many kings and kingdoms and enabled them to secure the promised land. And brothers and sisters, it is this same God who is protecting and helping us overcome those sins, distractions, addictions, and influences that so easily beset us today. Remember not to forget that God is not only able, but God will fight our battles. Both those battles that are without us and those battles that are within. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away. But remember not to forget that God is eternal, has no beginning and no end. And with God, all things are possible. Joshua reminds Israel, remember not to forget that it was God who provided for them, who sent Moses to free them, provided water and manna in the wilderness, and gave them land on which they had not labored, enabled them to live in houses they had not built, and to eat food they did not plant or grow. Joshua reminded Israel and us to remember not to forget that God is our provider. When we take the time to look back over our lives, we can see the provision of God in every step along our way. God, who softened someone's heart, and they provided a roof over our heads when we were homeless, a meal when we were hungry, a job opportunity that we were unqualified for, resources to attend a school financially out of our reach, and to provide for our families when the economy took a downward turn. God's mercies are new each and every morning, without limits and given freely to all. Joshua finally declares that as people in covenant relationship with God, the Israelites had a choice to make. They had to choose whether to serve the God of providence, protection, and provision, or to serve some other God. He reminded them to remember not to forget that God offers the choice freely. The choice to serve those other gods, they've held us in bondage. Those gods couldn't provide a way out, did not lead or guide, and they didn't protect us from all harm. We have the choice to serve the true God. Remember not to forget that the only way to faithfully serve God is with our whole hearts, soul, mind, and strength. And I remind you to remember not to forget that it's not about us. It's not about any of you, but it's about loving and serving our neighbors unconditionally without seeking anything in return. Remember not to forget that we have the gift of making the choice to demand equality and justice for all, the choice to speak for those who have no voice or have lost or who have been silenced, the choice to serve those who are in need, and the choice to show forth God's love to those who are ill, ostracized, grieving, or in despair. Remember, brothers and sisters, not to forget that while we were yet in sin, before we had come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, God loved us, protected us, and provided for us. God sent Jesus as our Savior and our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit as our comforter and sustainer. I invite you today to remember not to forget to show God the reverence that God is so worthy of. And do it with sincerity of heart, in truth, and with thanksgiving. And I invite you to make the choice this day and each and every day that as for me and my house, we're going to serve God. We're going to serve the God of our salvation. We're going to serve the God who has protected and provided us and under whose divine initiative we have always lived. Beloved, I beseech you today to remember not to forget. Amen.
It was Carl Jung who said, "Bidden or not, God is in this place." He said this and had it inscribed over the doorway of his house. Let's pray. Elohim El Shaddai, Mighty One, Adonai, Jehovah, Creator, Friend, Lover, Father, Divine Mother, Divine Parent, Lord, Alpha, Omega, Abba, God. Holy One of many names. In our minds, we know that you love each one of us. And yet in the choices we make and the decisions we decide, it sometimes doesn't seem that way. But long before we chose you, you chose us to be your children. Your people, your family. Teach our hearts anew how much you really do love everyone on this planet. As we think back on the week just past and the week to come, we do remember the many kindly people that we meet all the time, at work, in the street, on the bus, at weddings and parties and celebrations, at sports events and dance and theater, in service organizations. Bless them, O God, with the grace they need. We do remember and pray for the many awkward people we meet, the painfully shy. You know, God, those prickly characters who are always complaining and who don't seem to be aware when their words and actions hurt others. We pray for them, for the grace they need. It's so difficult, O Holy One. It's really hard, but we pray for the people we really dislike. Those manipulators who try to use us. Those people who use language that disgusts us, the greedy who cheat us, the strong who bully us, the lowlife whose style revolts us. Oh God, bless them with the grace they need. We do pray for those who dislike us, the friends that turn against us,
my Lord.
The unpleasant relatives who put us down, Those types that go out of their way to laugh at us. Oh God, we pray for them. We breathe a sigh of relief as we offer our prayers for the people who who were easy to like and love. Yes. The generous ones, the folks who have good humor. And to all who maintain integrity. And today, O God, receive our prayers for those who are miserable, those who are sick, those who are bereaved, those who are lonely, those who suffer from acute anxiety, those who have been spurned by a loved one, those imprisoned for crimes they didn't commit, those who were addicted, those who seem that they can't seem to break free. Bless them with the grace they need. And, O God, all of us in this space, lift our own hearts before you. And we say, please, don't let us forget. Don't let us forget. Bless us with the grace we need. Holy friend, please, may the hands of Christ be upon all. For we shall be telling this with a sigh. Somewhere ages and ages hence, when two roads diverged in a wood, and we took the one less traveled by. O Holy One of many names, that has made all the difference. And so we dare to offer these prayers in the name of the one who teaches us all to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.